Good morning, everyone. It's great to be back at a regular schedule. It's never a regular schedule, but it's somewhat back to normal after Yom Tov. Good to see everybody. Back to learning. Today's Torah Learning at Breakfast, Kaf Tes Tishrei, is sponsored, Tavshin Peh, is dedicated here at the yahrzeit of Avram Dov Ben Yaakov, father of Golda Breban. Our learning and breakfast today is sponsored by Golda Michael Breban. Our learning should be serve as an eloi for his neshama, began idan shalmala.
Amen.
We're continuing on with the Olam Amidos, beautiful sefer written by Rabbi Katzenbaum from Connecticut. I think he moved here recently. And last time we were learning, we were discussing the notion that when it comes to the mitzvos, that the mitzvos are supposed to change us, change our amidos, above and beyond what I think ethics and the morality of the street says. That's what we're talking about. What society says, that's not what the Torah says. It's different. It's nuanced. And those nuances make a very big difference. We discussed the notion of revenge, bearing a grudge, which maybe people would say instinctively, hey, someone wronged you. Well, you'd have to be nice to them. So that's lo tikom ve lo titor. Treating an eved ivri the right way, someone that possibly stole from you, wronged you in a very egregious way, bring it to your home, treat them well, not just treat them well, but above and beyond. And then he writes the following, Yisera Mizu, more than this, we're chayav, we know this, mitzvah number 611, we're obligated to emulate God, emulate a Kadosh Baruch Hu, mahu chanav rachum, afata haya chanav rachum, says the Tomer Devora. The Tomer Devora was a sefer written by Rav Moshe Cordovero, the Ramak. The Ramak had a very famous student. I'm sure he had many students. Anyone know the most famous student of Rav Moshe Cordovero? If Aaron was here, we would get it. Rav Yosef Karo, the Shulchan Aruch. Rav Yosef Karo was the Talmud of the Ramak. The Ramak was a Kabbalist who lived in Tzfat. And he wrote a sefer called Tomer Devora. Within that sefer, I think he's buried in the big Tzfat cemetery. People go to their Rizal, Rav Yosef Karo, they don't visit the Ramak, but he's a very special Jew, very holy person. And he writes the following, that one of the midot that we do not focus on, that God has, is something that is very important for us to think about. And that is the midot which he calls Mikel Kamocha. What's the midot of Mikel Kamocha? Of patience. Patience. That we're just coming off of Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, right? Think about how much patience God has with us, right? How much patience does the Kadosh Baruch Hu have with His people, right? We tend to think of the times when we have the Mavel, right? Chita Egel. But all of those times require patience. How many times have we wronged God, right? But think of it the other way. How many times have we perceived that God has wronged us? And what is our reaction? He says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is patient with us, with His children, with His creations, with the entire world. And how important it is for us to emulate that, right? Think of it next time. Somebody does something wrong to you. Yeah. Your child, your grandchild. I'm going to be patient, not because, but because of Kadosh Baruch. This is what God does. I'm going to do this as well. And he goes on to say that not only this, but something also unexpected. Another example of something that the Torah demands and expects of us. And this is highlighted in the Gemara in Brachos. The Gemara in Brachos says that, you know, we can't talk. You're not allowed to talk after you wash Netilas Nayim. Many of you see are eating Ready bagels today, right? You can't watch. You can't talk. But there's a few exceptions to the rule. One of the exceptions to the rule is if you forgot to feed your animal. If you forgot to feed your animal, gavilaturi, you can talk before you made hamotzi to ensure that your animals eat before you. The obligation is just that. Your obligation is because sar bali chayim is an Isser Deraisa, then we are obligated, right? If you choose to have a pet, especially, that's your call. If you choose to do that. But if you do, then you put yourself in a higher obligation. your responsibility is to them first. You have to make sure that they have food.
Would you have to wash again, since you're talking about probably 10, 15, 20 minutes?
You're talking for 10, 15, 20 minutes?
Saying, you basically talked up. Basically,
interruption.
It's an interruption for about 10, 15, 20 minutes.
If it's that long, yeah. But if it's...
you're feeding them, it's going to take a
while. No, all you're doing is putting the food out in the...
But you're going, you don't have the food plenty, otherwise you wouldn't have forgotten.
Oh, okay. Yeah, if it's going to take very long, then yeah, if it's just a moment. It's similar, right, if you forget the salt. You could say melach. You could say salt, right? You could definitely do that. That's not a problem. That's not a problem. You don't have to wash again. If someone accidentally talks, you would have to wash again without a bracha. It's definitely without a bracha because your hands are clean.
In the Yankee house, it's hard not to.
What?
In the Yankee house, it's hard.
It's hard to mess up.
No, it's hard. You have to be quiet for about 15 minutes.
Right, because you have to make hamotzi. Yeah, for sure.
Why should that be acceptable to the animal? I can't say, you know, you have an animal. Why do you wash before you feed the animal? Feed the animal first.
No, you should. You should.
Forgot.
You forgot. If you you should feed the animal before you wash. But if you forgot to feed the animal, then you washed. We still say feed the animal. Don't make hamotzi.
It's like, you know, that one time you forgot to get the bag.
Right.
Right. Everybody forgets every once in a while.
Right. And that's what he writes. Al ha'adam muta la'alos l'mala mimusage b'nei ha'adam. Our obligation, in terms of our growth potential of where we want to be, has to be above what people expect from us. L'agia l'madregas ha'malachim. We have to try to strive. Right? Are we going to get there? I don't know, but we have to strive to get there. To the level of malachim, of angels.
What did Noah do on the ark?
What?
All those animals.
Yeah, that's what Noah was doing the whole time. Right? Actually, that's a beautiful medrash. The medrash writes, Olam chesed yibana. That Hashem created the world with chesed. What are you talking about? Hashem created the world with chesed. So Hashem created the world with chesed, number one, by creating the world. Ultimate chesed, by creating the world. Ramosha Chaim Luzata writes that in the beginning of the Sefer Derech Hashem. But when the world was being recreated, right? There had to be a chesed that was being done. What was the chesed? The recreation of the world was Noah feeding the animals the entire time in the Teva. That's all he was doing, if you think about it. How many species of animals there are, I don't even know. I can't even, birds and land animals and mammals and fish. Fish he wasn't taking care of. Everything else he's taken care of. It's an unbelievable amount of time and responsibility. Even if he had three boys to take care of it with him, right? So it was a chesed, you know, cruise ship that he was on, right? We like to take these cruise ships, right? You go to the Mediterranean, you take the Disney cruise ship, you take the, all different types of cruise ships. So this was the chesed, cruise ship that he was on that was recreating the world. And it had to be done dafka through chesed.
Fish were on the ark, or they tagged along outside?
Fish, there's a lot to say about fish. One day we'll talk about fish as a shear, okay? Maybe we'll have sushi. We'll serve sushi.
Ah.
So, Mendy's. I got Mendy's mind brewing already. But why? Because fish are unique in two ways. Number one, they do not get destroyed in the marble. They live in water. Even when the water got hot, it even got hot, they didn't get destroyed. Number two is that there's no names for fish in the Torah. Animals have names. Adam gave them names. If you look later on, Parshas Re, Parshas Shmini, this is kosher, that's not kosher. The Gamal, the Arnevet, they have one simen, not the other simen. When it comes to fish, all it says is, snap here, vikaskes, fins and scales. They don't have names. Right? There's something unique, different, special about, right? Even Yonah. By Yonah, what did it say by Yonah? Yonah got swallowed up by a dog gadol. It doesn't say whale. It's a misconception, right? Kindergarten teachers all throughout the world and throughout history have gotten it wrong. It's not a whale. Dag gadol and daga, it says in the Navi. Something, I don't know what it is, but there's something unique in terms of fish itself. He says, we need to emulate the malachim. Why? Ki sisei kohen yishmeru das, kotzpasik malachi, v'tori yivakshim ipiyu, ki malach Hashem tvakosu. And Chazal say, we want to learn from a Rav, a Rebbe that is Doma to a Malach, that a Rebbe that is Doma to an angel. Now, what does that mean? You want to learn from an angel? No, angels are not of this world. What does it mean you want to learn from a Rebbe that is domet, that's similar to an angel? Which is a beautiful point. They tell you this in Smicha at Wayu, that you want to learn from a Rebbe that wants to teach the Talmidim. Not that a Rebbe that I want to... Oh, why are you going into education? Why are you going to chinuch? I ask this to some younger people right now. Why are you going to... So if they want to say, I want to pursue and I want to be learning more, that's amazing. That's special. But go learn a kola, right? To be able to be a teacher, right, is somebody that says, I'm going to pause my growth in a certain way and I'm going to teach and educate, right, the next generation. The same thing is true. Parenting, right? I'm going to become greater, I'm better. I'm going to work on myself, my midos. Right? When you want to educate, you're pausing. It's not about you, it's about the students. Right? We'd say there's a great law in education. We don't teach subjects. We teach students. Right? Teach students. Right? It's about the students. Right? So that's Doma L'malach. And we want to get there. We want to get there by working on our midos. Again, four examples that we gave here about what the Torah is telling us that we need to break our mode and method, the way we think about these things, and look at what the Torah is telling us what to do. That's by revenge, bearing a grudge, Eved Ivri, patience itself, and Tzar Balei Chaim are just four different examples where this can come up. And Be'ezrat Hashem, next week we will continue on in this beautiful, beautiful Sefer.